Weekend's radio show, the Tuesday edition. It's still Tuesday, I promise you. Want to play some sound. Are we able to play some sound at this point? Okay, got some sound. And the speaker's name is Jason Selvig. And my understanding is he's part of a comedy duo. Doesn't sound like a comedian here, but see if you can taste and feel the irony, the sarcasm. It's sort of dripping from his address. And this is at the NRA convention. He comes to, I believe it's microphone 1A. And while he's speaking, Wayne LaPierre, the president, the head of the NRA, is sitting on the DS. And it's a big room. There's thousands in the room. But I thought he left quite an impression. Jason Selvig, like to play it for you. Fancy Brian, drop the cut.
So I have to say, thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman at microphone 1A.
Thank you. My name is Jason Selvig, and I'm from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I would like to say that I am sick and tired of the left-wing media, and frankly, people in this room today, spreading misinformation about Wayne LaPierre. Whenever there's a mass shooting, they all say that Wayne LaPierre isn't doing enough to stop these mass shootings, and even implying that Wayne LaPierre has played a part in making it easier for these shooters to get guns, to get weapons. You heard it after Las Vegas. You heard it after Pulse nightclub in Orlando. You heard it after Columbine. You heard it after Parkland. You heard it after Virginia Tech. You heard it after Sandy Hook. You heard it after El Paso. You heard it after Buffalo. You kept hearing that Wayne LaPierre isn't doing enough. And frankly, that's not true. The NRA, under Wayne LaPierre's leadership, has provided thoughts and prayers to the victims and their families. And maybe these mass shootings would stop happening if we all thought a little bit more and we prayed a little bit more. So I'm asking everyone in this room to think, to pray. Give your thoughts and your prayers and your thoughts and your prayers and your prayers and your thoughts. And if we give enough of these thoughts and these prayers, these mass shootings will stop. So I want to thank you, Wayne LaPierre, for all your thoughts and all your prayers. Thank you.
Sure.
I suspect just a skosh of sarcasm there, Fancy Brian. Just a little. 844. And I know sarcasm. I've been, you know, sarcastic once or twice. 844-967-2789. A Fancy Brian calling in from Green Bay. Brian, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hi, Cootie. Love the show. I'm just calling because I'm a teacher, and I hear this stuff about, arming teachers. And I didn't sign up for that. I have a gun. I've shot an AR-15. It's not mine. I've never owned one. But I don't understand how people think that teachers want to be the police. If we wanted to be police, we'd sign up to be police. You know, that's there's enough on our plate right now. The last thing we need to do is carry guns, and I've got colleagues that would be carrying them that I'd be scared to see carrying a gun. So that's
well,
all I wanted to
Brian,
say.
Brian, if the cops wouldn't go in this latest example, if the cops stood outside, if they didn't have the courage to face down a shooter who was highly armed with an AR-15, Why would they think your homeroom teacher would pull out a handgun and go take on the assailant?
That's a great question. That'd be kind of a death wish if you ask me when they're carrying a AR-15 and wearing body armor and we got a handgun. It's not a fair fight.
No, it certainly doesn't seem like a fair fight. And obviously, Brian, you come to school in the morning and I suspect you probably dealt with a few budget cuts and, you know, a couple years of crazy sort of teaching environment through the pandemic, et cetera. Brian, what is the morale state in the schools right now? I mean, I asked my kid, and the one's getting ready to graduate, and the other one's just happy to be at the end of his school year. But, Brian, I got to think the kids have to be affected. The staff have to be feeling the pain from multiple fronts. How's your school doing, Brian?
No, I think it's, you know, just from a teacher standpoint, there's a lot of educators that are leaving. There's a lot of them that are kind of on their last leg. They're dumping stuff on us, and there's all these new requirements. And now with this latest shooting, I'm sure there's going to be a whole bunch more things that are coming at us. And there's less people going into education, too. That's the other thing that it's like 20% in college programs right now. So when you see people that are, you know, getting up there and ready to retire, and there's a lot more of us that are getting near that age, you're going to see shortages like never before. And then I think the right wingers will get what they want. They can privatize everything, and they're going to just call out the schools for being not safe, and you can't send your kid to a public school. And then, you know, one thing leads to another, they defund the public schools.
Brian, one of our, let's call them jaded callers, made allusion to that possibility. Can you believe that somewhere deep down, and I'm asking a question here, Brian, I'm trying not to characterize, but your opinion, do you think Republicans want our schools to be vulnerable on some level, or at least are okay with this consequence because it moves forward their agenda to privatize the school and move everyone into voucher classes?
I don't think your average Republican is that way, but I think that some of them that are at the top that could stand to make a lot of money off of it don't care, and they'd be willing to do anything to make it easier to send all that voucher money to the private schools, which is already happening. And that's one of the things I think Tony Evers should address. He should be out there changing that rule, or at least bringing it to the attention that we're funding two public school systems with the voucher system. So, no, I won't go that far, but I do think there are some up on the top of the Republican Party that they'd like to see. And if some people have to die in the meantime, they don't care.
Well said, Brian. Sad, but well said. My personal impression of Tony Evers, the Democratic governor of the state of Wisconsin, is he doesn't have an appetite to try and, let's just say, leverage the school choice issue. He could have, you know, tried to take it out of the budget. He could have threatened school choice, you know, to try and get some of his own agenda, because it's a pet project of these Republicans, you know, spending our taxpayer monies on a parallel school district, school system, uncapped. Evers, as near as I can tell, has zero appetite to try and hold, quote unquote, the kids hostage to this policy, which he would have to choose to change, and he will not.
Make sure you remember in your thoughts, and more importantly, in your prayers.